episode 814, The Little Giant in Your Mind.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice in him and be glad. This is your day. This is your week. This is your month. This is your season to shine. This is Mindful Monday, and I am so excited that you're here. We're going to be chatting about the little giant in your mind, and oh my goodness, it is a little giant for sure. We're going to crush it, though, today. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. I am absolutely thrilled because, number one, you are here. Number two, it's Mindful Monday. Number three, when you are mindful of what you're doing, when you are present, you can be incredible, which makes you even a better you because you matter. You were created on purpose for a purpose. But what happens in our lives as days go by, weeks pass, seasons come and go, we have this little giant in our mind. It's sneaky and despicable. It whispers with confidence and clarity, you can't do it. You'll never be good enough. You're going to fail. This little giant isn't so little because it crushes your dreams. It devours your happiness and it strips your mind of confidence. Have you ever hit that brick wall wondering, how am I ever going to get over this mountain? There's no way I can get through it or around it or over it, let alone under it. I'm stuck. It's no fun being stuck in life. You see, this little giant in your mind, it confuses you in seconds. It opens doors to shallow opportunities. It becomes this virus that infects your mind, your body, and your spirit. This little giant in your mind is self-doubt. But today, you are going to overcome self-doubt by exhausting its resources. Now, how does that make you feel? Could you really live a life that you could extinguish self-doubt when you need to? When did it come up for you today already? Yeah, it already has, hasn't it? Man, it's a little pesky thing. Just won't go away. You're like, come on, stop bothering me already. It goes away for maybe a few minutes. Maybe you're lucky for an hour, and then all of a sudden, there it is. I told you you can't do it. There's no way you'll succeed. Why would you even try this? Your mind. No. No. And then all of a sudden, you realize you're too good for it. You are too good for self-doubt because you were created on purpose. You are no accident. Take that to heart today. You see, self-doubt feeds off of your failures. And that's failures that go all the way back to as far back as you can remember. If you can remember at 3 years old, trying to build that sandcastle with mud, didn't work so well, did it? And there you sit. You dredge up all these old failures in your life, but they seem as if they happened just moments ago. It's real life to you. That's what self-doubt does. It feeds off of all your failures, little and big. It feeds off questionable decisions where, you know, you actually decided something and were maybe even excited about it. You took on that new job, that new position, only to find out that it just wasn't the right thing. And now you're shaking your head going, just another thing. What do I do now? No matter what I decide, I just can't do anything right. Self-doubt feeds off of your negative surroundings. What people say to you. Oh man, that comparison comes in, doesn't it? Those little whispers that you hear. The looks that you get. Self-doubt loves all of that. And it just continues to grow. It also feeds off of your disgust for yourself. You look in the mirror and you see yourself and there's this reflection of like, oh man, I have nothing to wear. I don't look good in this. I don't feel good in this. I just don't know. I don't have the energy anymore. Self-doubt loves that. It also then continues to feed off of your quits. When you're ready to hang up the towel, you're done with whatever you thought you were going to do. You're finished. You're ready to walk away from it. You're tired. Self-doubt has plagued even my life, as well as recent as like a couple hours ago. Questioning, can I really do what I want to do? Am I really supposed to be going down this path that I feel like that's the direction I'm supposed to be going? The doors are opening and leading that way, but oh man, that self-doubt comes in and says, Christiane, there's no way. You don't have the knowledge base. And yes, it does come like in a very dark, deep voice. Sometimes it comes in a little whisper that catches my attention even more. Especially when it repeats the same things over and over again. You're not good enough. You'll never amount to anything. I'm telling you right now to stop it. That self-doubt is robbing you of your life. No one is immune to self-doubt, that little giant in your mind. However, you can do something about it. And that doesn't mean that, you know, you're just going to sit back and hang out and go, it's just going to go away. Has it yet? No, it doesn't. It keeps coming back. It multiplies. Why? Because you see, life goes on. You continue your journey and what happens? You're going to have more failures, aren't you? That is part of life. Did your mama ever sit you down and say, you know what, sweetheart? I got to tell you, you're going to have many failures in life. And self-doubt is going to be, you know, is going to take all of those failures and it's just going to multiply them. And it's going to have this huge mountain. And so every single time something that you want to do extraordinary and you want to go out and make an impact in the world, self-doubt's going to be there to stop you in your tracks. Because that's what it does. And it loves it. But what you've got to do is you've got to take aim. Action ignites motivation. What's going to keep you going? Because when self-doubt creeps in, you need a strategy to get you out of the ditch so you don't linger there too long. It's okay sometimes that we have to have a little bit of reflection. Sometimes self-doubt actually can be a positive thing. That's for another episode. Because most of us deal with self-doubt as something that's very negative. It sucks the life out of us. There's no way we can live, love, and impact. So how can you crush the little giant in your mind, that self-doubt? The KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Do something bigger than yourself. Wow. What would happen if your dream actually did come true? And I'm not talking about the little dream like I can have my house organized and I'll have dinner ready by 6 o'clock and the kids will all be ready. We'll have all the activities. The day is just going to run so smooth. I'm not talking about that little dream. I'm talking about your impact dream. I'm talking about that dream that's always been on your heart. That dream that you want to write a book and become a published author. That dream that you want to be out speaking to women around the world. That dream that you want to have your own business so then you can donate to your charity that means so much to you. That dream where you want to start the program because of how you were treated as a child. You want to help other children so they don't have to go it alone. That dream of going back and getting your PhD, your MD, your DO, so you can go out and impact the world and serve around the globe. You got to do something bigger than yourself. That's the dream we're talking about here. And it starts with little steps. And there's five of them. And I want to give them to you because this is not about your dream specifically. What it's about is having that toolbox, that strategy. What you can lean on when what? When the little giant in your mind comes in, that self-doubt. So do something bigger than yourself. Number one, you have to ease your doubts by putting a twist on the negative. Those negative thoughts, the negative situations, you have to turn them into opportunities of growth. Give yourself a chance. Give yourself that opportunity to take another step, right? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So ease your doubts. Don't sit there and go, oh, I can never do it again. Oh, yes, you can. It's just going to be, what's the next step? Maybe you rushed it. So ease your doubts. Number two, build a support team. Those who lift you up. Get rid of the ones who ridicule you. Get rid of the ones that, you know, speak and whisper behind your back. You don't need them. And I hate to say it, but sometimes we got to empty out some of the friends and the people we hang with because they're crushing us on the inside. They're feeding our self-doubt. So you got to build a support team. You want to have people around you that lift you up, that cheer you on. However, they also can tell you things out of love and concern for you. So you're not going it alone. You have a support team. Number three, you have to dip into your joy jar. Remember your joy jar? That joy jar is a reflection of your successes, the things you love about your life, the things that bring you joy. The gifts in your life, those moments, those create your now ahas. Dip into your joy jar. Now, if you don't know what a joy jar is, what you do is just get a jar, any kind of jar. You can decorate it if you want, and maybe even just a little box. It's something to keep just little, whether it's post-its, a little written note. It could be even on your notepad on your cell phone. Just open it up and say, my joy jar. And what you're going to do is you're going to write down your successes, your goodness in your life. So when you're having a down day and the self-doubt, yeah, that little giant in your mind comes creeping in and sneaks in when you least expect it, you can go and dip into that joy jar and say, oh my gosh, do you remember I did this? And oh my gosh, I got this. It's so critical for you to dip into that joy jar. You got to have one because you need to reflect on your successes to what? To continue to take aim, to get to that next step. It's just that step that's right in front of you. Number four, this one is probably the most difficult one of all. And this is the one that will stump us before anything else. Love yourself right where you are. When you look at yourself in the mirror, say, I love that girl that I see right there. She is special. She is precious to me. I love her enthusiasm. I love how she delights in other people's success. I love how she just desires to help others and to serve. Love yourself right where you are. Now, does that mean you're perfect? Oh, no. Does that mean that you want to stay like you are right now? Oh, no, because you always want to grow. Because when you stop growing, yeah, life kind of starts to wither away. But that's for another episode. You don't want to be a withering plant. Love yourself right where you are. And finally, number five, give yourself permission to keep going, to try again, to dream bigger. Not these little dreams. You see, I know you. You're a woman of impact. And you have not this little just cute dream. You got a few of those floating around that, you know, you want to accomplish some things in a couple weeks. Those are great dreams to have. I'm talking about those impact dreams where you know that that's what you were created to do. Nothing is impossible, but you got to get that little giant in your mind out of your head. And it's got to go away and you got to crush it. And it starts by doing something bigger than yourself. If you want help, click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. That's an opportunity for you to chat with me for free. There's no charge to it. It's your time, but it takes you to click on the link. Maybe you've thought about it recently and you're like, oh my gosh, I would just love to talk to her. If I could even just get like 5 minutes. No, you get more than that. I'm very generous with my time because you matter. Click on the link, Take Aim. Take a chance on yourself. Ease your doubts. Build a support team. Dip into your joy jar. Love yourself right where you are. And give yourself permission to keep going, to try again. That's the best reason of all to click on that link, Take Aim. You were created on purpose for a purpose, and self-doubt, that little giant in your mind, is not a part of your purpose, but it will be glad to steal away your life. Don't let it. Instead, build up your strategy, your reinforcements. Take one step at a time so you can get to your miles of greatness. Have an extraordinary week. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.